This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today released the Arunachal Pradesh State Biodiversity Strategy Action, a people's plan that aims to fulfill the PAKE declaration and achieve the national biodiversity targets. Expressing deep appreciation to the WWF, the State Biodiversity Board and the State Department of Environment and Forest and Climate Change, Khandu said that it aligns with the vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas, ensuring growth is inclusive, sustainable and driven by collective effort. He remarked that this plan complements the PAKE declaration and its five themes: environment, climate resilience, well-being, sustainable livelihoods and collaborative action. It will also contribute significantly to India's sustainable development goals, ensuring that our state remains at the forefront of conservation efforts, he added. In the meantime, the Chief Minister has assured all the stakeholders that implementing the plan would be the state government's top priority. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw are attending an event in New Delhi today ahead of the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES 2025. Through the event, the government aims to highlight the transformative potential of WAVES as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. The first edition of the WAVES Summit is scheduled to be held from 1st of May to May 4th in Mumbai. The Arunachal Pradesh government, through its Animal Husbandry, Veterinary and Dairy Development Department, launched the Catch Them Young program at the conference hall of the director of AHV and DD in Nirjuli today. The Minister of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary and Dairy Development, Gabriel D. Wangsu, while inaugurating the program, emphasized the state government's commitment to empowering its youth. The minister stated that the state government is deeply concerned for the youth of the state and dedicated to ensuring their success upon completion of this training program. He motivated the trainees by encouraging them to work smart, not just hard, in their pursuit of self-reliance. The Catch Them Young program is a comprehensive skill training initiative designed to foster self-employment among educated unemployed youth and farmers in the livestock and poultry sector. Civil Aviation Minister Balo Raja has requested for urgent intervention to increase flight services and regulate high airfare prices at Donipolo Airport, Itanagar. In a letter addressed to the Union Minister of Civil Aviation, Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu, Mr. Balo emphasized the need for more airline operators on the route, stating that limited flight availability and excessive last-minute fares are hindering the purpose of improved air connectivity in the state. To address these challenges, he urged the Union Ministry to facilitate the induction of more airline operators on the Itanagar sector to create competition and bring down fares. Under the initiative of Mission Arun Himveer, dozens of fruits and vegetables were supplied to the 49th Battalion of the ITBP at Tooting headquarters today. The supply was successfully carried through the Department of Agriculture, Upper Siang District by Polo Yorba Self-Help Group and the local farmers who were benefited by various schemes under the Department of Agriculture, Atmanirbhar Krishna Yojana. On the 29th of November last year, a memorandum of understanding was signed between the Arunachal Pradesh government, Arunachal Pradesh Agriculture Marketing Board and the Indo-Tibetan Border Police to enhance market linkages for local agricultural and horticultural products under Mission Arun Himveer. The India Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over several districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.